fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the third day of March, year of our Lord, 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Every public meeting, every school day, and every public and private school should begin with a Pledge of Allegiance. That's what we do here. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, this would be a great time to check your tactical equipment, your tactical gear, helmets, gas masks, body armor, all related items. Make sure you've got what you need, that it's in good condition. That would be a wonderful thing. And just, you know, it would be a good idea to wear it. You don't want to do it in public, obviously, but on private property where you have some privacy, wear that gear, get used to wearing it, get used to moving in it and shooting with it. That would be a good thing also. We're going to have open lines this first hour. Second hour, we'll have my friend Professor McCanny with us, and the third hour, we'll have my friend Jeff Nyquist with us. I was listening to Attorney Lynn Wood this morning in one of his more recent interviews. He's come to the same conclusion I have, that the only thing left to save the Republic, it appears at the moment, is the U.S. military. That said, we also have the possibility of state legislatures in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, Michigan, Nevada. Of course, all 50 states, but those states in particular where we had obvious vote fraud, stepping up to the plate and correcting what was done to make the vote fraud possible. In the absence of doing that, the Democrats have a winning formula that will allow them to win every election that they want to win, which is going to be most of them, of course. So if you live in one of those affected states where the vote count was so obviously over the top, fraudulent, and criminal, I urge all of you to work with your state representatives, your state senators, to make sure that protocols are put in place to make sure that what took place the last year with the mail-in ballots and the improper changing of voting procedures is not allowed to happen again. And obviously and clearly, if in your jurisdiction, in your state, the Dominion voting machines were used, they need to be, well, if they're not, they have to be held, I think, for 120 days, I believe, intact, but and hopefully there would be some legal process where there might be some documentation seized from these machines, but otherwise they need to be gotten rid of, and whatever contracts were in place need to be voided because of fraud. That really needs to happen. Everybody I meet is pensive. They're concerned. They're pondering. They're wondering, where do we go from here, John? I'm having a meetup tomorrow night, by the way. We get together at the Rolla and Rolla at the Benton Square restaurant. They call it, it's a now Dieter Panties, I think they call it, at Benton Square restaurant. It's a 100-year-old schoolhouse rehabbed and remodeled into a very nice restaurant on the ground floor. We get together at 4:30 for dinner, and then we have our public meeting at 6 p.m., and all of us taking place right in the dining area at the moment. We've been meeting there now for a number of years. It's been a really great place for us. And that's tomorrow evening. That will be Thursday evening, the afternoon, actually, 4:30, the fourth day of March. Attendance has been up. I've noticed that our local preparedness group, the attendance is up since the election. In my opinion, the reason for that is people are fearful. We've spent a full year now. It was March of last year when all the real craziness got going. It was February of last year when we became aware of the Chinese flu. I just got a note this morning from a gentleman, a regular listener. He says, John, myself and my coworkers, we listen to you live. We have earphones stuck in our ears while we're working in the oil fields. And he says they got shut down because of COVID in April. I think he said for 8 months, finally got back to work last fall. Finally got back to work. And his story is not all that unique or unusual. Not at all. What's been done to this country under fraudulent conditions, brought about by criminal activity, it's unconscionable. Absolutely. And it's not just the United States. It's most of the world. I doubt that the Indian tribes in the remote areas of the Amazon basin were aware that there was even a COVID crisis going on. Other similar isolated parts of the world, the outback of Australia, places like that, Central Africa. But most of the world was affected very adversely, socially, economically, politically, every which way, by the fraud perpetrated worldwide, which continues, by the way. Which continues. Now, at my website, at thelibertyman.com, and I should mention, we shut down posting new shows on YouTube. We now have RBN Archives, as we always have had, and Rumble. We're now on Rumble, is where all my shows are now being posted. As of day before yesterday, we shut down YouTube because of censorship. But at my website, at thelibertyman.com, we have extensive articles and videos both about the COVID-19. More and more right now, the focus is on the vaccines that have been promoted. Johnson & Johnson just announced that they have a one-shot vaccine. People are going to like that. Most normal human beings do not like to have a needle stuck in their arm. I certainly don't. And then we got the other two vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. Moderna, by the way, has never, ever had a vaccine, by the way, in case you don't know. and these are untested, unproven in the normal sense of the word. All the normal testing protocols were bypassed because of Operation Warp Speed. Oh, this vaccine, this pandemic is so dangerous, killing so many people. We need to be in a hurry. and we need to not have animal testing like we normally do. We need to bypass all of that and go straight into manufacturing this vaccine and distributing it to everybody on the planet. Now, that said, previous attempts have been made to develop an mRNA vaccine. They have. This is not the first time it's been attempted in 2020. Not at all. Previous attempts following normal protocols, which include animal testing, were all shut down when they got to the point of the animal testing, and pretty much all the animals died. That's where they all got shut down. What's different this time? Well, no animal testing. There's a couple of medical doctors. The one that I've been following is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. There are some other doctors that have been on top of this also, medical doctors with great credentials. Dr. Tenpenny is a medical doctor, board certified in three different areas of expertise. Most doctors, if they get board certified at all, they rarely get board certified in more than one area. Dr. Tenpenny is board certified in three different areas of expertise. I was just looking for the information here on the other doctor, but I'm not. It's not just jumping out at me. Dave from New York, if you're calling, give us a call about the doctor you mentioned to me. And we'll get that out to the folks. You speak highly of her, and I respect your opinion. Regardless, medical doctors are scientists. Their basic training, although defective in some ways, which I can get into, is basically a training of a scientist. It's defective because they're not trained to understand nutrition very much above what a bright high school student would know. Not very much above that. They get 3 credit hours of training in nutrition. That's marginal. That's minimal training in nutrition. Chiropractors like my late deceased wife, Dr. Moore, get 12 credit hours in nutrition. They really understand nutrition compared to medical doctors. But anyway, medical doctors are scientists. They know the scientific method. And medical doctors generally don't go public at all. They really don't. That's just not who they are. And when they do, it's usually something of a more serious nature that they feel compelled to go public about it, which Dr. Tenpenny has done for a number of years about all vaccines. When it comes to these COVID vaccines, she's really ringing the alarm bells, saying the following. First of all, that something we're all becoming aware of, not only from Dr. Tenpenny, is that these vaccines change your DNA. Now, if that doesn't scare you, I don't know what will scare you. A vaccination that will change your DNA. He's also saying that 4 to 14 months after receiving these vaccines, people are going to start dying. That's also quite scary, obviously. I was speaking to a utility worker yesterday here at my home, and he says, "Oh, John, I'm going to take the vaccine Friday." I said, "Before you do that, I really urge you to go to my website at thelibertyman.com. I gave one of my business cards, and educate yourself about these vaccines before you go ahead and accept it." And I told him, "I'm not going to do it." And I told him pretty much the things I'm telling you just now about what my knowledge about the vaccines. Now, all of us, everybody listening to me, knows someone who, and probably lots of someone's, who's going to accept these vaccines and very likely already have. We can't change it. Now, I believe Elizabeth in New York, good morning, Elizabeth, is the one who sent me some protocols for mitigating the effects of the vaccine. If I was going to recommend somebody figure out how to possibly survive it, I would recommend they establish a relationship with a chiropractor who specializes in nutrition and pray a lot. The prayer is powerful. Prayer can overcome anything. So the combination of daily diligent prayer, working with a chiropractor who understands nutrition and specializes in nutrition, as well as getting chiropractic adjustments, I believe will give a person the best chance of surviving the adverse effects of these vaccines. No guarantees, obviously. None at all. Will the essential oils help? Well, they can't hurt. Will the energy cleaner help? I don't know. Can't hurt. Help you sleep better. I mean, we all know you get healing taking place when you're asleep. Of course, the best thing is not to get the vaccine in the first place, isn't it? I'm a bit surprised and disappointed at people I know who are getting the vaccine. That's, you know, that's the way it is. You and I aren't going to change it, are we? What I like to point out to people, and I pointed out to the utility worker yesterday, the less than 4 minute long clip, I don't know about you folks, but I get people sending me 10 or 12 different videos a day, an hour, 2 hours long. I can't watch all those. But this one's less than 4 minutes at my website at thelibertyman.com. It's a 4 minute clip of Bill Gates giving a talk, a TED talk is what it was. And in that 4 minutes, he says he wants to reduce the world's population using vaccinations. Now, in my profession as a homicide detective, we call that smoking gun evidence, technical term, smoking gun evidence. Anybody who's looked into this knows that Bill Gates is behind much of what goes on in the vaccine industry, a lot of what goes on in the vaccine industry. Now, Monday I asked Andrew, my Monday guest, Andrew, with EMP Shield. I said, Andrew, I'm only aware of two ways that the vaccines can be used to reduce the world's population. The first is to sterilize men and our women. The second is to kill people. Andrew, is there a third way? Is there a third way that vaccines can be used to reduce the world's population? And he says, well, I don't know, John. He says, I'll think about it. And I said, get back with us next week on that. Andy's a pretty bright guy. Ironically, we both have similar backgrounds in U.S. Army psychological operations. We'll talk about this next Monday. It's highly unlikely that Andrew can think of a third way that vaccinations could be used to reduce the world's population. Here we are. The elites, they know in their hearts, and many others, liberals, that there's too many people on this planet. There's not too many people on this planet. There's issues with governments that institute policies that cause harm to large populations worldwide. Look what China did with their one-child policy. And they have, there's tens of millions of young men who they know they will never, ever have a wife because there's simply not enough women. How crazy is that? There's no shortage of food. There's issues with transportation and refrigeration of food. There's issues with governments instituting policies that make food availability difficult, if not impossible, for large populations. But there's no shortage of food. Now, in this country, due to policies actually related to COVID, we're going to have issues with food this year. We already know that. The massive meat processing plants being shut down. Bill Gates buying and becoming the largest owner of agricultural land in the country. He's no farmer. He either bought this because it's a really great investment or because he wants to control food production. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, well, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. The best discount you can get is $50 off at my website on your EMP Shield device to protect your car, your truck, your home. $50 discount on the EMP Shield devices at my website at thelibertyman.com. The warps operation, warp speed, as I like to say, whoever named that, it must be a Star Trek fan, but that aside, could not have happened, would not be allowed to happen. FDA does not allow bypassing all the safety protocols for a new vaccine unless there's no effective treatment for the illness in question. This one, of course, being COVID-19. Well, that certainly was not the case. The hydroxychloroquine we discovered first was an effective treatment. That's what President Trump received. And now, even better, is the ivermectin protocols. Free download at my website, by the way. I've been using the ivermectin protocols myself now for a couple of months. The ivermectin protocols are highlighted in yellow in my COVID-19, so it's easy and quick to find. We've only got three things highlighted in yellow in the COVID-19 section of my website at thelibertyman.com. These are all common non-prescription over-the-counter items listed there. Let me just go there real quick, and we can go over them because this is so important. Let's just scroll down here to COVID at thelibertyman.com. Here we are, COVID, and the ivermectin protocols highlighted in yellow. And here they are. Now, they're basically the same. There's two different protocols. One is for prophylactic use. The other is for outpatient use when you actually got it. So most you're going to need the prophylactic version. And first of all, ivermectin is used by ranchers to deworm their horses. The four tubes I got are apple flavored, pretty tasty. So beginning with the ivermectin part, for every kilogram of weight of the person, you get 0.2 milligrams of ivermectin. That's the first day. And 48 hours later, the second dose. And then one dose of the ivermectin every 2 weeks after that. Now, that's for people that are high risk. I'm not at high risk, quite frankly. I don't even take the ivermectin. Now, if you've been exposed to COVID, it's the same dosage. One dose the first day, second dose in 48 hours, and that's it. Now, the rest of it is what I do every day. Here it is. Vitamin D3, from 1,000 to 3,000 IUs a day, international units. Vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams twice a day. That's 2,000 milligrams. Quercetin, 250 milligrams a day. Zinc, 50 milligrams a day. And then at the end of the day, when you're ready to go to bed, melatonin, 6 milligrams before you go to bed to help you be drowsing. Pretty simple, very inexpensive. I've noticed that since I've been taking the D3C, quercetin, zinc, and melatonin at night, that it has helped my overall energy level. That's a good thing. That's a real good thing. Now, all these items are easily available at your local pharmacy, on the internet, and so forth. Ivermectin may be getting in short supply. I don't know. I haven't looked into it. I got my four tubes last summer when I found out about this. That's been, 9 months ago, back in around July, something like that. I got my ivermectin, and it's Steve O'Neill, thank you, sir, for that heads up. He was the first one that figured this out that I know that got it to me, got the information to me. So that's it. You don't want to get COVID? Follow the ivermectin protocols. If you do get it, follow the ivermectin protocols, and you'll be over it quickly and easily. You do not need this dangerous, unproven vaccine. They say, oh, it's 85% effective. Oh, it's 95% effective. It's pretty easy to be 85 or 95% effective when 85% of the people who are exposed to it don't know they were ever exposed to it, never get sick. That's true. The people who really get sick and are at risk of death, well, first of all, if you have type A blood, you're really at risk. We know that. That's not being discussed publicly, but within the healthcare community, it's been known now for quite a few months, probably 8 or 9 months at least, maybe longer. And then we got people who are obese and have heart conditions and lung conditions. Those are the ones that are at risk of serious illness and death. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8255.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. In Dixie's land, where I was born, in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back. Gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the third day of March. We have what we need to be safe and secure and healthy from the Chinese flu with the ivermectin protocols. We really do. My heart goes out to those who do mostly to things they did and did not do, mostly due to food they ate and food they did not eat, and unhealthy lifestyles have developed lung issues and heart issues and are obese. My heart goes out to these people on one hand. On the other, because they're at risk doesn't mean we have to stop everything we're doing. No, not at all. And even the people at risk now have access to being safe from this Chinese flu with the ivermectin protocols. They do. All you got to do is do it. That's pretty simple. What we've done to ourselves this past 12 months is criminal. My youngest grandchildren are 14, freshmen in high school. They have not had a freshman year in high school. They haven't set foot in their school since March of 2020. Now, pretty much, there may be obviously some exceptions, but very few exceptions. For everybody listening to me, Americans at least, had a high school experience, 4 years of growing and learning and all the things that take place in high schools. The consequences of missing the entire freshman year, what are those consequences? How do you even measure that? How do you? Well, I should mention my website is thelibertyman.com. We're staying up to date now with Rumble has our new archives, and we have the Daily Intelligence Briefing updated every day. The Rocket Stove, we're going to change the tile there because I've learned what's so... what's so interesting, there's lots of interesting things about the Rocket Stove, but this wood-burning stove has no smoke. Now, if that doesn't get your attention, I don't know what will. The Rocket Stove has no smoke. That's how efficient it is. I'm meeting with the owner of the company this week to help him in some things he's doing. But he is taking orders. They're manufacturing stoves and getting them out the door as quick as they can. That's all taking place right now. And I took delivery of mine last week, and I'm glad I got it. I am so glad I got it. I showed it to a friend of mine yesterday, a contractor, and he was really happy to see it also. And, of course, also on my website, we've got energy cleaners for sale. I'm taking delivery of a pallet of mattress pads this week. My sales are up so much, instead of getting a few pads here and there from the distributor, I'm now getting them a pallet at a time. Thank you all for the increased business, and I'm so happy to help all of you get your life back with the energy cleaner and the mattress pads that go with it. So check out the details at my website. If you have issues with arthritis pain, you need an energy cleaner. You have issues with sleep, you need an energy cleaner. Read up on it, study on it, and you can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Send me a check. My address is there also, not a problem. Keep in mind I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. The toll-free order line, here it is, 800-592-9543. I'm pretty confident the majority of you listening to me all have the same concerns about our republic, where it is, where it's going, how it's going to get there. As has been said for decades, all politics is local, and that's very true. All politics is local. And I came from an Irish senator up in Massachusetts, I believe, 30-something plus years ago. All politics is local. Now take that to heart. I got a note from one of our listeners. She's down in Texas. She says, John, there's no Republicans in my town. So I did some quick research, and I got her the information on the local Republican women's group that meet just a few minutes drive from her home that she wasn't aware of. I got that to her, and she was very thankful to find out that there was a local Republican women's group that meets once a month. There may be counties that don't have any Republican activity. I out of more than 3,300 counties, that is certainly a possibility. But the majority of the 3,300-plus counties in the United States do have organized Republican activity. Of course they do. They probably have a Republican Central Committee. They probably have committee men and committee women representing the townships of that county. They probably do. And very likely, just like in my county, there's vacancies where nobody even took the time to file for office to be elected for those positions. These are elected positions. I'm the Republican committeeman for my township, Osage Township, named after the Osage Indians, the original inhabitants of this area, Osage Township, Crawford County, Missouri. We have a vacancy here. We got a vacancy for a woman representative, committee woman. And I'm working to try to find one that we can get appointed that position. We had several other vacancies in the county. That's nothing extraordinary or exceptional. That's just simply the way it is in many counties. You're looking at not a whole lot of work, typically a monthly business meeting. I don't know what goes on in all the clubs nationwide. I know what goes on in my county. We have two fundraisers a year. One is our Lincoln Day event, where we rent a auditorium and have a nice dinner and some guest speakers. This year, it looks like it might be an outdoor event because of COVID. It's still an ongoing concern. And then we have our golf tournament, another fundraiser. Not a whole lot of activity, but it's enough for our little group. And we raise money to help good, conservative, Republican candidates get elected to office. And a lot of times they need help because they got a shoestring budget, maybe no budget at all. What else can you do locally? Well, there's the sheriff's department may have an auxiliary that you can become part of that. Maybe the fire department has an auxiliary. You can become part of that. Maybe your police department has an auxiliary. You become part of that. If your church is not a conservative Christian church that not only teaches the Bible, but also gets into patriotic matters to help the congregation become aware of what's going on in this country instead of ignoring what's going on in this country, that's the kind of church you want to belong to. Seriously, it is. Ham radio. We talk about ham radio with my friend Tom Beryl every Friday. Now, Tom may not be available this Friday. He's out on assignment, but we talk about ham radio on my show every Friday. There's most counties are either have in that county or a nearby county, probably a nearby county at least, a ham radio club. That's a great thing to be active in and participate in. Gun clubs are another place to find patriots. You're not going to find all members of a gun club or patriots. You're not going to find all members of a ham radio club or patriots. And all members of a conservative Christian church or patriots. That's not human nature. That's not going to happen. But you'll find some. You'll find some that you can become friends with and work with to achieve mutual goals in your community. Now, what goals should your community be looking at achieving? One of the most important things is to have a patriotic, constitution-supporting sheriff, assuming you have an elected sheriff. Now, some counties have gone to charter form of governments to have the sheriff be appointed and take away all the traditional duties and authority and power of a traditionally elected sheriff. That's unfortunate, and of course, that's by design. The powers that be understand and are fearful of the powers of these constitutional sheriffs that have been elected by the people. But that's one of the most important things you can do, is support and make sure you got a constitution-supporting sheriff in your county. What else? Well, all the elected positions, everything. The mayor of your towns, the board of aldermen, the school board, other county positions, they all should be, in my opinion, conservative, constitution-supporting Christians. That's what we want. That's what we need. And they need your support. You might want to consider running for school board yourself, running for alderman yourself, running for mayor. These positions are important. And they all need to be filled by conservative, Christian, constitution-supporting men and women. That's what they need. What lies ahead of us? I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. I know what the possibilities are, and most of you do too. Now, this week, we have a trial going up on in Minnesota, the police officer charged with murder of George Floyd. That's a possible flashpoint. It's almost definitely a flashpoint. Now, I've been in quite a few murder trials and done trial preparation and investigation, and I've been second chair at a number of murder trials. The second chair is the person who helps the attorney during the trial in the courtroom. without a second chair, the attorney is, at a disadvantage, quite frankly. The evidence I'm aware of, this officer will be exonerated. The prosecutor has to convince 12 people that the officer charged is responsible for the death of George Floyd. The defense team has to convince one juror that the officer is not responsible for George Floyd dying. That's what's going on here. Now, George Floyd killed himself, in case you don't know. George Floyd killed himself. We didn't know until weeks after the riots were over, George Floyd was dead and buried, a nationally televised event, this criminal and his funeral. We didn't know for weeks the existence of the earlier video of George Floyd handcuffed in the back of the police cruiser saying, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe, get me out of here." No, we didn't see that until after the riots, did we? Now, one of the well-known and effects of somebody dying from an overdose of fentanyl is they feel like they can't breathe. Well-known. It's not a secret. So what did the officers do? The three officers, they took him out of the squad, out of the police cruiser at Floyd's request, and they placed him on the ground, and they followed proper protocols for restraining a suspect outside a vehicle by placing him on the ground and putting the knee on the neck. The officer did everything right. He did what he was trained to do. He did what was in the police manual for these procedures. And that is something that causes no harm. It can't kill you. It won't stop you from breathing. I think the video is still on my website. I'm pretty sure it is. A police martial arts instructor in the Czech Republic demonstrating that process where he gets down on the ground and another instructor, a good-sized man, he's 180 pounds at least, places his knee on the neck of the martial arts instructor, and all his weight, he lifts up the other knee that's not on the neck, leaving all his weight, nothing supporting his hands, on the neck of the instructor. And the instructor appears to be in no discomfort at all and is talking to the audience. "Hey guys, this is okay. I can still breathe. My air isn't being cut off." If somebody's having their air cut off, it's going to affect their ability to talk normally. Of course it will. That wasn't taking place. George Floyd had enough fentanyl in his blood to kill two normal, healthy men, plus heroin on top of that. That's what killed George Floyd. At this trial, the defense team will have the toxicology report, and they'll have an expert witness to testify about what these numbers mean. The fentanyl metabolites in the bloodstream of George Floyd, the heroin metabolites in the bloodstream of George Floyd. There'll be numbers, and the toxicologist will let the jury know that he will be a highly qualified expert witness, what those numbers mean, and what that much fentanyl will do to a human being. It will just flat kill him. The officer will be exonerated. He'll be found not guilty. And the riots begin in minutes. In minutes. Probably nationwide. That's the information I've got. 38 major cities will explode in violence in the next minutes and hours after that, nationwide. That's what will happen. And, of course, the media will report it wrongly, as the jury did the wrong thing, that people are outraged, that this is a spontaneous rioting of people who are upset over the officer being exonerated. Not at all. These riots will be started by men and women recruited, trained, equipped, and paid for by George and Alexander Soros. That's where the riots will begin. Now, there'll be opportunists join in. Oh, great, we're having riots. That means free TVs, free designer clothing, free jewelry, free alcohol, free guns, because we can loot. That's what the opportunists will believe, and they'll be in there in a heartbeat, the criminal opportunists. And we've all seen the videos the past year, what happened in these riots, what happens. That's what's coming. Here's our break.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 3rd day of March. That was a Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps. I've got to see these young men and women perform, and they are well-trained. They wear the very authentic, down to the finest detail, uniforms of the 1804 U.S. Army. And They have to be younger than 18. When they're 18, they graduate and make space for another youngster to take their place. The link for them is at my website at thelibertyman.com. I'd love to see similar fife and drum corps around the country. It would be a great opportunity for youngsters to have a wholesome activity that they can do and also learn about American history, true American history. Get active locally. Not gonna, you know, don't wait for Billy Bob to do it for you. You know, most of these counties, there's a couple of dozen men and women who make things happen. Everybody else watches or wonders what happened. There's a very few people in most of these 3,300 counties that make things happen. A couple of dozen in most of them. Maybe only a dozen in some. You can be one of those people. You can, seriously. Why not? Don't let these positions go unfilled. They need your input. They need your help. They need your time. Nationwide. No, this is too important to let somebody else do it. Don't make assumptions that it'll be taken care of. That's the wrong assumption. That's the very wrong assumption. Seriously, it is. So, get active, find out about the Republican Central Committee in your county, and just get active. You can show up as a visitor. The visitors are always welcome. We had a visitor at our last meeting, a young lady who wanted to see what was going on, and she sat there and she got to see what we did. Of course you can be a visitor. You can be a volunteer. Even if you're not a committeeman or committeewoman, you can volunteer to help. The first meetings I sat in with a proxy vote for my committeeman because he had conflicts and we were friends. He knew I would vote properly on his behalf, so I sat in and had his signed written proxy to vote on his behalf. We need to do this. Don't give up. The communists have not won. They think they've won, but they haven't won yet. Not over till it's over. The fat lady hasn't sung yet. Far from it. Far, far from it. So get active locally. Do what you can. It may or may not be the Republican Central Committee. Maybe it'll be the police auxiliary, the sheriff's auxiliary, the fire department auxiliary, the school board, whatever it is. Get active locally. That's what we need nationwide. And make sure that your legislature does the right thing to get rid of these mail-in ballots and get rid of these Dominion voting machines. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.